questions and answers about driver's licenses. In order to apply for a Vermont driver's license, you will need proof that you are a Vermont resident or are a visiting citizen of a foreign country with an authorized duration of stay with at least 30 days remaining. You must bring proof of identity, date of birth, lawful status in the United States, Social Security number, Vermont residency, and current residential address. Each applicant for an original driver's license is required to show documented proof of identity, date of birth, lawful status in the U.S., Social Security number, Vermont residency, and current residential address. See Chapter 3, Real ID Act and Proof of Identity. Who can get a driver's license? A driver's license is issued to eligible individuals 18 years of age or older who pass the required examination. This license allows a person to drive any non-commercial vehicle except a school bus or motorcycle. To drive a school bus or ride a motorcycle, additional examinations are required. How do I get a driver's license if I have a valid learner's permit? Number 1. Make an appointment for an exam by calling Central Scheduling at 802-828-2000. Number 2. Have a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, or a licensed or certified unimpaired driver education instructor, or a licensed and unimpaired individual 25 years of age or older with you. Number 3. Have a vehicle that is clean and in good mechanical condition with a valid inspection sticker. Make sure the emergency or parking brake is working properly. Number 4. An automobile insurance identification card is required by Vermont law. The card must state the name of the insurance carrier, effective and expiration dates of coverage, name of insured, description of the vehicle, including the vehicle identification number. Number 5. A valid registration certificate for the vehicle is required. Number 6. Your license will be issued after you pass the road test and pay the fees. How do I get a driver's license if I have a valid license from another state? When a new Vermont resident applies for a Vermont driver's license and possesses a valid out-of-state license or an out-of-state license that has been expired for 1 year or less, an eye examination will be required. Number 1. Bring your valid or expired 1 year or less license from your home state, proof of identity, date of birth, lawful presence, Social Security number, and Vermont residential address. If your home state license is not valid, have someone who has a valid license drive you to the Department of Motor Vehicles. If your license has been expired for more than 1 year, or you do not have an out-of-state license, you will have to take the vision, written, and road tests. When your Vermont license is issued, the customer service specialist will keep the license you hold from the other state. Who may not be issued a new license or renew an existing license? A person whose privilege to operate a motor vehicle in any state has been suspended, revoked, or refused cannot be issued a license until such suspension, revocation, or refusal has been terminated and the person has been officially notified in writing of reinstatement. A license cannot be issued to a person when the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles has evidence that such person either cannot or will not operate a motor vehicle without endangering the other users of the highway. A person who is not a Vermont resident. School bus endorsement. Every Vermont licensed driver who transports school children in a school bus must have a driver's license with a school bus endorsement. If you drive a school bus, which has a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more, or which is manufactured to carry 16 or more passengers, including the driver, you will need a commercial driver license with passenger and school bus endorsements. If you transport school children in school buses rated by the manufacturer for fewer than 16 passengers, you are required to obtain a Type 2 school bus endorsement on your driver's license. If you are transporting school children in other vehicles, you may also need a Type 2 school bus endorsement. If you transport school children in a multifunction school activity bus, owned or leased by a school, you need a school bus endorsement. If you are transporting school children for hire, such as in a taxi, you must have a school bus endorsement. If you are transporting school children in cars or vans owned either privately or by a school, you may be required to get a school bus endorsement on your driver's license. You can get a school bus manual by contacting the Department of Motor Vehicles, 120 State Street, Montpelier, Vermont, 05603-0001, by phone at 802-828-2000, online, or visit one of our offices. Motorcycle endorsement and motorcycle learner's permits. Any person 16 years old or older who has a license may get a motorcycle endorsement or a motorcycle permit by passing a test. You should read the Motorcycle Licensing Guide and Operator's Manual before taking the test. You can get a motorcycle manual by contacting the Department of Motor Vehicles. Motorcycle Rider Training Program. The Vermont Rider Education Program, VREP, encourages people of all ages who are interested in riding a motorcycle to take this training. The training program follows nationally recognized safety and training standards and involves both classroom and on-motorcycle training. Motorcycles, textbooks, and helmets are provided for students taking the basic rider course. Students who successfully complete the course are exempt from taking the state written and skill exams required to obtain a motorcycle endorsement. For course information, visit the Vermont DMV website. Do I need an appointment? Yes, you must contact the department to schedule an appointment for all tests. Having an appointment means that you will be guaranteed an exam. If you don't have an appointment, you will only be tested if the exam office has time. Walk-ins will be tested if and when time permits. If you are unable to keep the scheduled appointment, please notify central scheduling as soon as possible so that we may make the scheduled time available to someone else. Check your insurance card and vehicle registration certificate before arriving at DMV. Note, if you are hearing impaired, an interpreter will be provided if requested at the time of scheduling an appointment. Vermont Relay Service, TTY, is available by calling 711. Why does the state require driving tests? The tests are used to evaluate the following. Can you read and understand the road signs and lights used on the road? Do you know the laws about driving vehicles in this state? Can you see well enough to drive safely? Do you have the proper driving skills to enable you to be a safe and courteous driver? Do you have any disabilities that may affect your ability to operate your vehicle safely? Will you properly maintain your vehicle so that it will be safe to drive? Are you willing and do you have the knowledge necessary to be a safe and courteous driver? Are you committed to respecting the rights of bicyclists, motorcyclists, and pedestrians, as well as other drivers? What are the tests like? Number 1. Vision test. Using a vision screening device, the examiner will test how well you see. If the results of the screening determine that your vision does not meet the required standards of 20/40, you will be referred to an eye doctor of your choice and expense for further testing. The eye doctor will complete an evaluation to determine if any restrictions should be placed on your driving privilege. The eye doctor must be a licensed optometrist or ophthalmologist. Number 2. Knowledge test. The knowledge test has 20 questions. Each question has 4 answers to choose from, of which only 1 is correct. You must answer at least 16 questions correctly to pass the test. If you fail the test, you must wait at least 1 day before taking another one. Tell the scheduling operator if you have trouble reading or have a disability that inhibits your reading ability. Depending on your reading ability, the operator will make arrangements to provide you with assistance or schedule an oral test. Computer tests have an audio track so that you may listen to questions using headphones. If you need assistance with a difficult question, the examiner will assist you. If you need an oral test, the examiner will give you a roadside identification test and then read the written test to you. You must be on the schedule as oral exam. If you speak another language and have difficulty reading English, you may use a dictionary and also ask the examiner to assist you. If you wish to have an interpreter other than an ASL interpreter, you must provide the interpreter yourself, and that person must have a valid driver license from a U.S. state or territory. Number 3. Road test. The road test will not be given until you have passed all other parts of the test. Before the examination, you should have at least 40 hours of actual driving experience under the direction of an experienced driver or driving instructor. At least 5 hours of this should be in traffic. Practically every person of average ability with sufficient practice under the supervision of a good instructor can learn to drive. During the road test, you will not be asked to do anything which is against the law. No tricks will be played on you. You must follow the directions of the examiner who will be riding with you. You will be expected to handle your vehicle with skill, drive at proper speeds according to conditions, and obey signs and rules of the road. No one other than the applicant and the examiner may be in the vehicle during the road test. No animals are allowed in the vehicle during a road test. If you fail the road test for any reason, you must wait at least 1 week before taking another test. If you fail a road test 3 times, a minimum waiting period of 1 month is required. Do I have to furnish a vehicle for the driving test? Yes. The vehicle must be registered and inspected. The state in which it is registered and inspected does not matter. You must have proof of insurance for the vehicle you use. Check your registration certificate, inspection sticker, and insurance card before arriving for the test. Rental vehicles may not be used for road tests unless the rental company provides a letter accepting full responsibility if the applicant takes the road test in the rental vehicle. Vehicles that are displaying dealer registration are not acceptable unless you are an immediate family member of the dealership. No road test will be given in a vehicle displaying agriculture, antique, or exhibit plates because these plates, by law, are restricted in their use. Condition of the vehicle used in the road test. You will not be permitted to take the driving test unless the motor vehicle you furnish is properly equipped, in good mechanical condition, and properly registered and inspected. The safe operating condition of the vehicle is the responsibility of the operator. Proper equipment in good mechanical condition includes headlights, horn, windshield wipers, rearview mirror, taillights, tires, steering mechanism, windshield, exhaust system, brakes, fenders, bumpers, and if manufactured or assembled after January 1, 1955, directional signals. Safety belts and defrosters are required on 1964 and later models. No road test will be given in a vehicle that does not have safety belts. Emergency or parking brakes must be adequate to hold the vehicle in neutral on any grade on which it is operated, both with the vehicle headed uphill or downhill. Illegal tinting of the front windows of your vehicle is not allowed.